old Mack truck that he would drive didn't have a radio, but that didn't stop him from singing country songs. And the day they laid him in the ground, you could hear a faint familiar sound, a Jake break in the distance slowing down. When my daddy's wheel stopped turning, he was heaven bound. He lived a trucker's life in this old cold town. And when I'd hear the truck rolling, I knew it was my best friend. Was a life he lived on 18 wheels. Looking back on growing up, we didn't have very much, but with daddy I feel like I had everything. And mama did her best with daddy on the road. Those late night calls would help him get back home. Sometimes I sit in his old seat and I think of all the memories. I can still hear the diesel engine shifting gears. When my daddy's wheels stopped turning, he was heaven bound. He lived a trucker's life in this old cold town. And when I'd hear the truck rolling, I knew it was my best friend. Was the life he lived on 18 wheels. So the next time you're in a grocery store or staring out of your car door, just thank the Lord above for a trucker. When my daddy's wheels stopped turning, he was heaven bound. He lived a trucker's life in this old cold town. And when I'd hear the truck rolling, I knew it was my best friend. Was a life he lived on.
That was Mackenzie Phipps and 18 Wheels. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabacasanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian Dijonek. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one and only Mackenzie Phipps. Hey, Mackenzie, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I am going with the flow of everything life is throwing at me.
Well, you're definitely doing a great job of it, for sure. And speaking of doing a great job, we just listened to your great latest single, 18 Wheels, and a fantastic song, mind you. And when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
Yes, well, I very much appreciate your kind words. So this song, to make a long story short, it got brought up to me when I went to go perform at the 50th Mid-America Trucking Show anniversary in Louisville, Kentucky. And my PR had actually asked or suggested that we should write a song about truckers. So I had given the idea to my backup singer and guitarist, Shane Begley, and the rest is history. He wrote this amazing song in honor of all truckers out there, and we're so thrilled with the end result.
And it's definitely a fantastic song indeed, and good on you for honoring those truckers, because, man, they do quite the job indeed. We're very, very lucky to have them around, for sure. And when it comes now, you know, to this new year with a full-length release, Mackenzie, will we be seeing a full-length EP or album from you this year, or are you going to be carrying on a single-by-single basis?
Yes, there will be a full EP that will be releasing here soon within the next couple of months that people can be on the lookout for. And it will have six songs, all of which that were already released. So we're going to have Drag, A Little of Both, You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise, Life Gives You Love, 18 Wheels, and then the final song, which is called Whiskey Kills the Time.
I love that title, I have to say. And when it comes to performing live, Mackenzie, what is your favorite part about a live performance? And are there any memorable moments from your shows that you've done so far that have stood out to you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just love doing my shows and interacting with people, especially like if there's kind of shy people or just people that may be enjoying the show but ain't talking as much. I'll like during my little breaks between each songs, I'll call them out and talk to them and kind of just have a little fun with them and get them to get engaged more with the show. So that's always fun to do. As far as the most memorable show I've ever had, oh my gosh. So there's this place in Herndon, West Virginia that Shane and I have played at for a couple of years now, and it's called Rider's Paradise. It is in the middle of nowhere. It's a cabin in the sticks. Like there's no signal out there. There's no stores really, anything like that. You are 45 minutes from civilization. But we love playing down there because that's where the Hatfield and McCoy trails are throughout Virginia. So you have a bunch of ATV drivers. But one time we had had a show, and this man was so adamant about us playing the song I'm No Angel by Greg Allman. Shane and I did not know that song, and he kept asking for it all night. He was like, I'll give you $100 if you do it. I'll give you $200 if you do it. And I was like, we don't know the song. We can't pull off the song if we don't know it. And then by the end of the night, we were about to wrap up our show. And I was like, all right, guys, we're going to leave. And he's just back there, drunk as could be. And he's just screaming that he wants to hear the song. And I'm just like, we don't know it. And at that point, he told us that he was going to give us $1,000 if we played that song for him. And I'm like, he's lying. He's lying through his teeth. And that man came up at a table and put $1,000 on a table and walked away.
Wow, that's insane. And I could
So
definitely see.
we listened to the song two times and then played it two times, and he just left.
Well, that's definitely something I think that you'll be able, to tell future generations. Indeed, that's amazing, amazing. Sorry, thank you for sharing that with us, Mackenzie. And when it comes, to songwriting and such, how do you stay inspired creatively? And are there any particular places or activities that spark your creativity?
Not really. I mean, songs just come to me randomly, which is kind of a blessing and a curse because they don't come as often as I want them to. But usually I write based on personal experience. I've started to get a little bit more out of that. But whether I have something going on in my life or I'll actually listen to other artists singing songs and just seeing their passion and drive. And I'm like, oh, I really want to write a new song. So then I'll try to start writing one up. But it honestly just all depends. I mean, the last song I wrote, I was in the gym parking lot. So they just come to me randomly, but I just take it whenever the Lord puts it in my head and I run with it.
Well, I mean, as we often say on this show, inspiration can hit in the most unlikely of places, in the most unlikely of situations. So I guess, you've confirmed that once again when it comes to creativity. And what is something about being a country singer in your mind that most people might not know or might not understand?
Oh, that's a good question that people would not understand. I feel like this response is probably to anybody in music. I feel like individuals that are on the outside of the music career, they don't understand how much work really goes into it. Because I feel like a lot of times, especially at shows where you go and play cover songs and you go to dive bars and all that, and you have all these people come up to you and they expect you to know every song under the sun. And we're like, we don't have any idea how to play that song, but they think that we just know how to play all of these songs, when in reality, the set list that we're working on, you're going home, you're rehearsing all the songs, memorizing the lyrics, memorizing how to play it. And then not only that, but you're working on trying to build yourself as an artist by posting on social media, by getting new recordings into the studio and doing all of that. So I feel a lot of individuals that are on the outside of music just do not understand that. I mean, this is a job. It's not just, oh, we like to sing and we like to play instruments. I mean, there's so much more involved that they really don't understand.
Well, very well said. Yes, because I know that there are, I have seen your musicians post jokingly about people asking them, what's your job? And like, I'm a musician, I'm a singer. Like, okay, what's your real job? And so they don't understand that, like you said, it is a full-time gig and it is, you know, blood, sweat and tears and hours of work to get things going. And, you know, we talked a little bit about live music and your live shows. And what would you say is your go-to comfort food, either when you're touring or during a long recording session?
Well, you know, when I would go and record, I really never eat much because I just don't want all the crud in my throat and all that. But as far as touring and stuff, I like to go to Chick-fil-A a lot. The Lord's Chicken. You can't beat it. You cannot beat it. And then I will, any chance I get, I will stop at a cookout if it is near me, because where I live on the outskirts of Nashville. So the closest cookout is like 30 minutes away, which sucks because there's a billboard in my town that's like, go to cookout. And it's like, I'm not driving 30 minutes just to go to cookout.
That's a fair point. And you know what? Someday I will have to try the Chick-fil-A. I have never tried it because we don't have it over here in Italy. Hopefully next time I'm in Nashville or I'm in the States, I'll finally be able to try it, because everybody keeps telling me it's like the go-to place for chicken. So I definitely will have to try that. And outside of music, Mackenzie, are there any non-musical hobbies or interests that you're passionate about?
I am very passionate about animals. I know a lot of people probably know that I have done shelter work in the past, and I currently am working in a shelter because I just love helping animals, and I love giving them love and compassion until they get into their forever homes. And I'm actually in the process of, in 17 days, I'm going to be adopting a new baby. And he's going to be Baby Raven's new sibling, which, for people out there that do not know who Baby Raven is, she is my little kitty. I'm surprised she's not in here right now trying to take all of the spotlight, because she does. But I'm going to be adopting him soon. And here's a picture of both of them.
Oh, very cute.
So I love animals. I've always loved animals. And I feel like a lot of people out there really need to take animal rescue more seriously, because I mean, in today's world, the biggest problem we have, especially in shelters and rescues all around the world, is people are not being responsible enough to do what they need to do with these animals. I mean, it's as simple as taking them to the vet. They even have low-cost clinics around the world that you can take your animal to and have them get fixed so that they're not repopulating, basically making more dogs and more cats that we cannot take care of. There's just an overflood of all of these animals in the world, and unfortunately they end up sometimes in shelters that do not have the space and have to euthanize for space. And that's not fair to the animal, because it could be the nicest animal in the entire world, gets along with people and humans and everything, and unfortunately, the luck of the draw, it has to be laid to rest because of lack of space. So I am very passionate in animal work, and I feel a lot of individuals out there need to do their research and really see what all is involved.
Well, more power to you for that. You know, I'm very much an animal person myself, so really appreciate you doing the work that you do when it comes to that particular, you know, side of the world indeed. And when it now comes to this new year, Mackenzie, you know, 2024, you know, February is slowly but surely coming to a close. So the first 2 months of 2024 are almost gone, which blows my mind, to be honest. But when it comes to this new year, what are the objectives that you set yourself and you'd like to see realized by the time the year is over?
Well, my main objectives for this year that I've been working on is definitely getting more involved with my generation, because that's one thing I always struggle with. So I got started very young when I was 15 into the public eye, and I very much have an old soul. So I feel I resonate a lot with the older generation. Nobody hate me for saying older, but now that I'm 22, we have 7 years that have went by, and my age demographic that has the largest percentage within my social media is actually individuals that are 40 and up. But I'm really trying to gravitate towards people in my age demographic that are late teens going into their 30s, so that I can have both sides. I can have the younger and the older generation, and people can resonate with my music. And then also another big thing is that I'm going to be getting into the studio very soon and recording new material to keep on circulating, so that people can be liking what I have to offer with my music.
Well, very well put indeed. And I would definitely say, you know, having listened to your wonderful music, it definitely does cater to multiple generations. And so hopefully, you know, you will get your you know, people in their 20s to listen to you, because you have some fantastic music indeed. And speaking of which, you know, for those who want to find out more about you, Mackenzie, and your music, where can we send these folks to?
I am available on all social media. So I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I have my website, which is mackenziephipps.com. And y'all can go and check out all that I have going on music related, some aspects of my personal life and where I'm going to be playing at. And maybe our paths will meet.
Fantastic. Well, folks, you definitely now know where to go for more Mackenzie Phipps goodness. And speaking of Mackenzie Phipps goodness, Mackenzie, we're going to be seeing you out here with another fantastic song. I love the title and I love the song itself, which will, of course, be the aforementioned You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise. Now, when it comes to this song, are there any stories behind this one?
Well, when I have went in the studio, I was intentionally planning on just having 5 songs out. But we were like, you know, we really need one more upbeat song. So I had went to Shane and I said, write a song about me. Just write whatever topic you want. He decided to write about where I'm from, which was Bluefield, Virginia. And we were like, what can we add into the mix for individuals that have never been to Virginia to relate to the song? So we just threw beer into the mix.
And see, that always seems to work for some reason. So fantastic indeed. Well, folks, we're going to get this great song. This will be Mackenzie Phipps and You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise. Mackenzie, I want to once again thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Well, thank you for meeting with me today. And everybody go stream 18 Wheels.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, my people, you heard it from Mackenzie Phipps. Be sure to check her out if you have to do so. She is definitely worth your time. Here's the great song of hers. This will be You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
From a place in the mountains of Virginia that I call home, where the moon shines clear as the water where the river flows. We've been known to get a little bit rowdy in the evening time, and there's nothing like an Appalachian starlit summer night. I'm from a small town, but I got some city dreams. Making my way around, playing on six strings on these backwood trails. some city dreams, making my way around, playing on six strings on these backwood trails.